With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Work continues on a possible nuclear deal with Iran this weekend. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, President Trump says a deal that shuts down Iran's nuclear program will be doing them a favor.
They just can't have a nuclear weapon. I'm saving them a lot of money just on that. Having a nuclear weapon is really expensive, but it's also very dangerous, and they can't have a nuclear weapon. And just that, I'm saving them billions and billions of dollars, because that's what it would cost. Now, with that being said, the Iran deal is coming along very well. We're dealing at the highest levels of Iran, and I think they want to make a deal, and we want to make a deal. There are some people that want to make a different kind of a deal, a much nastier deal, and I don't want that to happen to Iran if we can avoid it.
Former GOP Senator Jim Tunnell of Missouri says President Trump has to tread carefully in working out an end to the war in Ukraine. Bob Agnew has the story.
Senator Talent says the president holds most of the cards in dealing with troubles in the Middle East.
Ukraine is a different kettle of fish.
That's because one of the biggest players in the talks may not be motivated to seek a peace deal right now.
Remember, Putin is winning.
Talent says that leaves President Trump drawing on all his skills as a master deal maker.
And so he's got to try and figure what leverage he can impose on Putin to get him to the table.
Senator Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
The FBI has arrested a Milwaukee judge accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan is accused of escorting the man and his lawyer out of her courtroom through the jury door last week after learning that immigration authorities were seeking his arrest. Looks like we had a big stock carry on Wall Street, the Dow closing a modest 20 points. The S&P 500 rose 0.7%. This is SRN News. A new worry for Christians in India. Michael Harrington has more.
The Hindu nationalist government in the huge country has recently been moving to squeeze Muslims seeking to carve up the property that is owned by mosques. Christian leaders fear this is just the first step in an effort to seize all non-Hindu religious property, including that of India's embattled Christian minority. Persecution of believers in India has been surging over the past two decades, and when the government isn't doing it, local Hindus are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is establishing a task force to investigate employee reports of anti-Christian bias among their colleagues. It's all part of a broader effort by the Trump administration to root out discrimination against Christians in government that flourished during the Biden years. VA Secretary Doug Collins has sent a rare department-wide email asking for names, dates, and locations of any alleged incidents to be reported. More online at srnnews.com. The Education Department will begin collection next month on student loans that are in default. John Scott has more.
This will include the garnishing of wages for potentially millions of borrowers. Currently, roughly 5.3 million borrowers are in default on their federal student loans. Beginning May 5th, the department will begin involuntary collection through the Treasury Department's Offset Program, which withholds payments from the government from people with past due debts to the government. After a 30-day notice, the department will begin garnishing wages for borrowers in default. John Scott reporting.
Federal officials say the government is reversing the termination of legal status for international students after many filed court challenges around the country. That word came today. Judges around the country had already issued temporary orders restoring the students' records in a federal database of international students maintained by ICE. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.